Hello and welcome to We Own This Town Music, the podcast for showcasing new and notable music from Nashville and surrounding areas. I'm your host, Michael Eads, and this is volume 201. This show is brought to you by We Own This Town, a podcast network of original entertainment and documentary content brought to you by Nashvillians. You can find insights about all these episodes from all of our shows over at weownthistown.net or simply check out at We Own This Town on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. You can also just open up a podcast app, your favorite podcast app will do, and search for We Own This Town. Everything will come up in there. Last week was our 200th episode, and I found myself lamenting multiple times that our coverage here of hip-hop was pretty dismal. Truth be told, a coverage of music created by people of color in general is pretty dismal. Looking back at those episodes that were hip-hop heavy, there was always a guest host or curator. There's nothing wrong with a guest host, but it certainly speaks to my inability to push myself to cover a genre of music I don't know a ton about. Just as I've tried to cover more pop songs in the past year, I could be doing more to cover a wider variety of genres that are traditionally created by people of color. So, this episode, we're gonna do that. And every episode after this, I'm going to make more of an effort. This doesn't atone for my lack of general coverage previously, but I can't go back and change that. I can only press forward and strive to do a better job now. We Own This Town has always tried to focus on shining a light on the we of We Own This Town. Everyone in town making music should be included and covered with as much regularity as one guy running a podcast network can muster. Nashville really is so much more than Music Row and Pop Country, but it's also so much more than indie rock, post-rock, power pop, indie folk, Americana, shoegaze, ambient, and whatever else I tend to personally gravitate towards. I'm absolutely down with the Black Lives Matter movement. I support the protesters, and frankly, I understand the riots. I certainly don't condone anyone getting hurt, but there's plenty of historical evidence to support the idea that if you want to see change, you need some revolution. No one looks to We Own This Town to be a leader in this particular space. I get that, but I'm not going to sit idly by and do nothing either. I'm doing my best to listen, to learn, to find ways to improve my own behaviors. I'm also striving to do something about the deep-seated systemic problems facing people of color. It is not enough to ruminate and be aware. We all need to act on making those things better. If you are not already, I implore you to follow at BLM Nashville, it's the Black Lives Matters Nashville, at Gideon's Army United, that's Gideon's Army, doing wonderful work, at Oversight Now, the Community Oversight Board for Nashville, and at Nashville People's Budget, a group working to defund the police and put that money into social matters that really would make a difference. Education here is the driver to action. Follow all of those. They'll be linked in the episode details. Get them in your Instagram feed and just be aware. And then when they ask you to do something, do it. Take that 3 minutes to write your representative. Tweet at somebody. All of those things might be minor, but together they can make a difference. So, let's get to the music. I got to give some props early on to friend of the show, Lance Konzett, for putting together a great playlist on Spotify of local hip-hop, pop, and other styles of tracks made by local people of color. This was quite helpful in finding tracks to play here. I'll link to that in the episode details as well. But enough with the talking. Let's get to that music.
Hey, nigga, hold up. We finna go live, bro. We finna go live. Put that shit out. Actually, hold on. Let me hit it one time before you put it out. Hold on. Good evening, everyone. We are interrupting this broadcast of Shinobi, the life and times of Joe Musashi, with some breaking news. In an unprecedented and historic turn of events, the United States government has devised a plan to fund a real economic stimulus package. Enter the $3 bill. Emblazoned with the image of Nashville, Tennessee's own Negro justice, these bills will, quote, carry the energy and power of every person of color, their ancestors, and every ally that stood beside them. Their liquidity and spending power will be unparalleled. More as this develops. Sending it back to you in the studio.
That boy Justice, something else.
Still intact, but I see a reason for leaving. The same reason I let these fools continue breathing. The reason these white folks look at me like I'm a demon. The reason these church folks look at me like I'm a heathen. But you can't get the meaning of what the fuck I am speaking. You think you fucking with me, you should probably keep dreaming. You safe inside your mind? I'll invade that
You got some slick shit to say, well, you could save that too. And do you really get it? You know what they've been through? You a slave to the doctrine, but you got some different options. Folks is acting like weasels, and I'm about to get it poppin'. I'm the cleaning crew, nigga. I'm about to get to mopping. No justice, no peace. They shoot us and they choke us, killing us for the fuck of it. I speak the truth, I could never work for the government. The diary of a nigga man is fuck. I wanna speak out and I'm willing to test my luck. Cause trifling ain't the word for this, it's always been here. How have you never heard of this? You don't see it, cause you don't wanna see it. Like the food's right in front of you, but you don't wanna eat it. The script's right in front of you, but you don't wanna read it. Eye to eye with the pressure, so look in my eye and see it. They be waiting, instigating and hating. Say it with your chest, it only gives me power when you pray for my death. Press my niggas against the wall, you gon' learn what come next. Keep pushing and you gon' find out what I'll do to protect.
With a handgun and they believe it might be a retaliation.
No justice, no peace. No justice, no peace. No justice, no peace. Shoot us and they choke us, killing us for the fuck of it. I speak the truth, I could never work for the government. I could never work for the government. I could never work for the government.
Zero, 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 so he's a man on the farm. He is free and all of it. So what's up here?
Run them over. Shut the motherfucker. Don't put that over yet.
That was two tracks from Negro Justice entitled Stimulus and What I'll Do to Protect off of the recently released Stimulus EP. The EP is not available on streaming services as of yet, but the Bandcamp is linked in the episode details. It's a short listen, just 12 minutes across five tracks, but there's a lot of great verses throughout and some great integration of interesting instrumentation in the beats. The third track, Mosquitoes, has an 8-bit tone to it that is a refreshing take. But I chose these two tracks because it seems to sum up the overall message of the release. I love the bravado of suggesting a $3 bill emblazoned with your own image, but it's also a direct reference to the necessary stimulus bump that people need. The closing track of the EP, What I'll Do to Protect, is raw and direct. Go back and listen to those lyrics. Soak them in. I'm sure that sentiment isn't a rare one, but it's always good to hear. All right, next track, a familiar name that I hadn't caught up with in a while.
So much trouble while we make up problems. I'm just trying to live my life with purpose, money for my daughter. I don't want no drama, but it seems like all they want to make these snakes. They try to cultivate their money cabbage. More they take, they grabbing all that we create. And they sleep in our minds, have us asleep in our minds. Steady be keeping our times, it's hard to think under pressure. Bad decisions, cash and bitches, all we wishing. Got no vision, we ain't living, reminiscing on a time where life is where we were alive, but now it's different. Got us working hard in the kitchen, but best believe we washing dishes. We ain't eating nothing, niggas, so we just be pulling triggers. Stop to the cops, looking for some niggas like us. Can we calm down for a second, eat a little breakfast? Why we always gotta mark a body off the checklist? Check the message, learn the lesson, hear confession. Why we let them take our brethren, memeing up an evil presence. Free 21, fuck guys, they a crime of life. And it's the type of shit that ain't no right. No, they might take your light, take your sight, and throw complacent. Got us facing our demise, and we just sit and watch the lies. Goddamn, fuck. Feeling like this world ain't for me.
the blue, where Miles at right now? Josie on the record with Tali on the board. Zuna mom, I can never get bored. Praying to alive when we play in the force. Praying for my life when the city at war. Never sound right when we play the wrong chords. Jesus with my family, find the love by the shore. Push a little bitty, I'm off of my city. I'm trying to keep my mind on task. Anxiety creeping, my emotions go deeper. I'm not trying to fit this mask. I'm breaking these divvies, I'm looking so skinny. I'll eat better with this cash. I'm praying I make it to 60s with kitties. I hope I ain't gone mad. Resistance and blood that came back from guns. They say it's from love. Black on black, couple dubs. Lil' mama went and disabled the engine. Baby girl, can't you tell I am not finished? It was an idea to open and spill it. Not since we on the topic of the feelings.
This morning is like that we know. Who the hell thought you'd accept how it goes? The truth on the phone with Jones. Sending love letters with don't get roses. 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 Roses.
That was Jonesy from the Moon with For Me featuring Rosotati off the May 29th single For Me. I stumbled upon Jonesy back in 2017 with the album The Moon Is Watching Us and the follow-up single One Love, which is a personal favorite, and I was very tempted to play here again, but I wanted to keep things fresher than just treading over previous territory. The latest singles from Jonesy have not been posted to Bandcamp, and I miss their release announcements from Spotify and other social networks. Very unfortunate, but I'm glad to be catching up now. His work has a mood to it that's really melancholy and dark and absolutely mesmerizing. I love the quality and cadence of his vocals. This is just one single of several new ones. Swing over to his Spotify profile, linked in the episode details, and listen to Boot Away, How It Go, and Bad Man. Hopefully don't miss the next single, as he's been consistently engaging and different with every track. All right, let's fire up the energy a little bit.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Juice. Super hot foam sitting on a hot stove. 'Cause my mama tried to straighten my hair.
was We Ain't Going Nowhere from the New Respects off their 2018 record Before the Sun Goes Down. Love that track. I snagged that one from Lance Konzett's playlist, and I gotta say, the whole record is great. There's a lot of pop, soul, rock, and funk influences going on. It's hard not to hear echoes of Parliament seeping through there, and that is a wonderful thing. The band is comprised of twins Zandy and Lexi Fitzgerald, their brother Darius, and cousin Jasmine Mullen, all raised in Nashville. The four-piece has more recent releases than the 2018 full-length, primarily three singles released in 2020, one of which being a Bee Gees cover that is absolutely killer, and the latest single, Say What You Want, which has a pretty amazing video that goes along with it. More music from them will be linked in the episode details. Give them a follow on Instagram at The New Respects. I'm really enjoying this discovery. Hopefully you are as well. All right, let's keep going. Next up, an onslaught of mini tracks. More of that on the other side.
I told them I'm gonna live forever and a day. And when I die, my body face the gray. I'ma live forever and a day. And when I die, dribbling ball, walking up to the house, and the shoe rays are shining like gold.
Wow.
I open the door, walk up in this, and then I put my feet all up in the couch.
Wow.
I'm laughing, I'm guessing, right now these around me, I'm saying it's good to be gone. I trip on the path that's forgiven and given, I get it, it's good to be home.
Huh? Don't wanna end up just like Amy 23. Daddy took the one out the house, and I'm feeling great. Yeah, I'm great, yeah. Scared to be an addict, if I'm real, I keep it real. Too many in my family, my genes got tears, that's a trip. Tears that we drip, and him on my hip. Never take a sip. If I really did, I might fall in an abyss like a Spartan kid. That's like 300 times out of 10. And my friends think I'm a bitch. I'm just scared that I might die. Witness in my eye, losing track of God.
Independent of what fellas did in it. I've been a shepherd with me, dumb and set up just to get it. Every dinner sediment that I've been resonating, cause I'm elevated in my tundra lately. Ain't no talking about who I'm sounding lately. If you clapping my sons and my son, a baby on my shoulders, a tone with my tone of vision. If they extra, I'm coming. I kinda miss him if they trying to come sub me. It's not an issue. All these rappers are coming me. Coming to shit. If I'm keeping a bucket, I'm kinda used to it. Specialist of verse and shit. I'm a switching shit. I've been a finisher since the beginning of it. I'm beginning in a winning and in a competition.
Go from loser to super. I turn around and abuse ya. Heart of gold, heart is cold, gotta go. Took a leap of faith like Geronimo. Tryna force a Taurus, you might lose the rodeo. Nobody tore the rivers as they wanna go. Ay, 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 ay. Ay, 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 ay. Seeing your soul, see what you know. See what he stole. You've been on your way, making peasants in the king, giving out the glow. Still skinny knees on a hard road. Can't fight the flow.
Shift the culture with the story like my name is Kylie. I handle this rock excellent like my first name is Kylie. Mercury in the kitchen, these rappers serve acai. Trendy, my rap's Dorsa, that mean classic, I don't take it lightly. I tell my story to the beats, I wear a cardigan. Brown and geeky, but I sneak into the game like this. But it's me that be on beats like it's a farmer's nap. I'm planting seeds, I'm practicing my patience till the harvest. There's no fin in exhausting, man. I've been in the middle of difference since a little kid.
That was Lack Honey with a selection of tracks from his album Sweets. We played Lack Honey back when I stumbled upon Rhapsodize over on Bandcamp back in July of 2019. Since that time, he's released an astonishing number of singles and put together this brilliant conceptual album, Sweets, all of which is available on the streaming platforms. As you probably noticed, each song in the record is 30 seconds long. Like, exactly 30 seconds. Looking at it on Spotify, there's one track called Sweets that is 6 minutes, and then 12 additional tracks with that 30-second length. Do the math, that all adds up. There's a great Nashville Cream article spotlighting the project, and I'm definitely embarrassed I didn't give it a full listen until now. There's also a concept video that goes along with it, showcasing each song in different spots and through different performances. If that sounds sort of like the Tierra Whack record, Whack World, you're right on the money. Lack Honey was inspired directly by that project and the creativity that comes from constraint. With each track being so short, you'd think it would be a bit of a head spin to listen to, but it flows incredibly well from track to track. If you are like myself and have not heard the whole thing, get yourself over to your favorite streaming platform and listen to it in full ASAP. It is impressive on every level. All right, next up, one from the deep archives that I just could not prevent myself from playing.
Baby, 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 baby
bombing on freight trains, burning up subways. You throw up on downtown, and when I see it, I'm dumbfound. Did you ever bomb Hay Street behind OB's? Cause that's where I reside, don't tag my building, you know.
That was Bino from Count Basie D off his 1997 release, Art for Sale. That was released by the Murfreesboro indie label Spongebath Records some 23 years ago, and it still fills me with absolute delight. Count Basie D has always been a fascinating artist to me. I worked at Spongebath Records during the late 90s, early 2000s, and this album just struck a chord. It's all kinds of different genres. It's got a definitively unique sound. Still, today. I love the reference to OB's down on Ellison Square and just the general optimistic flair of the whole thing. The album was re-released in 2005 and is available on Bandcamp and Spotify, but there is a wealth of Count Basie D music beyond that. I'm talking albums and albums of music to discover. He has been incredibly busy over the past two decades. He's collaborated with MF Doom, Snoop Dogg, DJ Pocket, Kool Keith, DJ Crucial, and that's just a very, very light sampling of the work that he's done. Count no longer lives in Nashville, but this record was done here, and it's always stuck with me, so I played it. I specifically remember a quote from Count where he spoke about being, quote, cursed by music. Try as he might to pursue other careers, he was overtly compelled to create and pursue music. I love that. So yeah, this record's 23 years old, but I feel like it's a good example of the fact that Nashville has always had great hip-hop, always had interesting music being created by people of color. We can go back over two decades and show that off right here with Count Basie D, and he's still going strong. So do yourself a favor and go listen to Art for Sale, and then just let that Spotify roll and keep playing more from him because it's great. That same is true for all of the artists on here. Go listen to more, let your Spotify roll, and discover along the way. Okay, here's another one. Brand new, new vibe.
We the people, always sitting below equal. They stripped our power away. Put on new faces, no more races left where we go. Yet we're determined to stay. They say one nation, but we're all divisible. Drain us empty, and our faces criminal. The rise is so slow, that's the only freedom we know. Call out our name, and then they call out our name. It's alright to be right, stand up for our life. We had the key all along, we've been on, been on. It's alright to be right, stand up for our life. We built this land with the bone, we've been on, been on. We turned into toil, left our blood soaked in the soil. They left our bodies to burn. Treated our nation like the cells of their plantation. But what did we earn? You say one nation, but we're all divisible. Drained us in deep, made our faces criminal.
From Kashana, from her February 2020 record, Listen. Musically, this whole record is way more in the soul and southern rock category than hip-hop, obviously, but I love how powerful Kashana's voice is. Lyrically, the song speaks to many of the same topics as the Negro Justice record we heard at the top. I can't even pull a portion of the lyrics to speak to that specifically because I'd just be reading the entire song's lyrics. It's powerful, absolutely. On Bandcamp, the lyrics are there. Click on the little lyrics link. Read along. The record has plenty of upbeat inspired jams like We the People and a handful of more laid-back ballads where Kashana's voice absolutely soars through the entire track. I can't imagine what it's like to see her belt this out live, and I hope I get a chance to see it sometime in 2020. In the meantime, click through on the episode details to check this one out in full. Oh, and there's an episode of My Fantasy Funeral available on the We Own This Town Network with Kashana, where she talks about the song she would play at her funeral, who would deliver her eulogy, and her unique outlook on life. During a time of pandemic and protest for the rights of people of color, that maybe seems a little intensely macabre and too close to home, but it's great to hear her perspective. You can hear that at myfantasyfuneral.show. All right, let's switch up the vibe again.
Walk around this, what you never said.
That was Cool Around from Bryna Boy. We've played them here on the show before, but I really love the music they're creating and pumping out regularly. This single came out in April, and they've already released another single in May beyond this, entitled Hyper. It seems like one or two singles a month are coming out regularly, and this is speculative. There may be a full-length album coming out from all this output. Each of the tracks uses the same artwork, and I wouldn't be surprised if we get all this compiled into a cohesive record. Bryna Boy is Amy Wright and Alex Hill, Wright obviously being the vocalist of the group, but each song shows them as primary writers of the work. I don't know a ton about either one of these folks, but I follow them on Instagram at Bryna Boy and appreciate how transparent they are with their process. Definitely a group to keep an eye on and follow along. All right, let's wrap up this episode with something a bit bombastic. That was Third Face with Grasping at the Root, a brand new single released in June. That vocalist is none other than Catherine Edwards, co-owner of Dark Matter and also member of the band Donors. She's got a hell of a distinctive scream. Now, you probably couldn't decipher the lyrics on this one, but I highly suggest you go to the linked Bandcamp page and read through. This is every bit as pointed as the Negro Justice and Kashana tracks in terms of the lyrical content. You also probably can't tell from the vibe of the song, but it's a rallying, optimistic cry for breaking free. Love that message mixed with the aggression and power. Third Face hasn't put out much since May of 2019, but it's great to hear a new single, and I highly suggest you go back and watch the video for Legendary Suffering, an absolutely brutal performance video in the most mesmerizing of ways. All right, that's our episode. It is by no means full coverage. Kent Osborne, Dia Victoria, R. Lamar, Starlito, Mike Floss, Tim Gent, Petty, Chuck Indigo, and a giant long list of additional artists deserve coverage, but I want to spend more time with their work before I try to say anything about it. As I mentioned at the top, I'm making a concerted effort to correct my previous lack of coverage, and it's great to have a list to start with. Hit us up at weownthistown.net, find us at weownthistown on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, send us a message, we'd love to hear from you, seriously. Tell us what artists of color we've missed, what obvious artists need more coverage. Please hit me up and correct me, I am open to the feedback. The music bed for this show is by Upright T-Rex Music, find them at uprighttrexmusic.com. Stay healthy, stay safe, and we'll talk at you soon. Bye.